The Chris Collins seat is now empty because he resigned essentially in disgrace. There was talk of you running for that seat, but you're not going to. Why?
Well, I'm not going to. And first of all, I think the former congressman owes an apology to the people of his district, the voters of his district, who he lied to and misrepresented the whole circumstance when he told them that he was innocent. And they went and reelected him on that premise, and you know, he owes them an apology also to the media. He had no trouble calling out news organizations like the Buffalo News that were doggedly asking him questions for a long time and calling it fake news and a witch hunt. So that's important. But with respect to my future, I have had this opportunity in the past, and I've declined. I'm flattered that I name services every time.
Yeah, you held the seat.
I held the seat, but I also say I was elected less than a year ago by the voters of the entire state of New York to serve as lieutenant governor. And to walk away from that to represent, you know, the seven counties, I was honored to represent them at one point, but I really could have much more of an impact at a statewide basis, touch more people's lives directly in the capacity that I'm in. So I will continue to stay as lieutenant governor.
There's a lot you can do in Congress, though.
A lot you can do as lieutenant governor.
So do you think there should be a special election? The seat shouldn't stay open until January 2021?
I think the governor is absolutely right about that, and certainly his prerogative to set the determination on whether or not there's a special and set the date. But, you know, it's an important district. Those people are hardworking upstaters, and they've got a lot of challenges, and they deserve to actually have someone who will be their voice in Washington, which they have not had for a long time. They've had someone who is there self-dealing and looking out his own financial interests and not putting their interests first. And that's why I'll be looking forward to supporting whomever the Democratic candidate is, because that person will be a huge improvement upon the representation that they've, so-called representation they've had for the last few years.
Well, Nate McMurray says that he's running for the seat. Do you think there should be other Democrats considered as well? I mean, is that saying that he may not be the best candidate?
Well, certainly Nate has been out there in the past, and he worked very hard and almost pulled it off. I mean, that is a huge feat, and I give him tremendous respect for that. And he's made inroads with all the county chairs who've developed deep relationships with. They stood with him when he made his announcement. I haven't heard of other people throwing their hat in, so, you know, this is all to be determined.
Now, about that special election, Governor Cuomo was on WBFO yesterday floating the idea that maybe it should be done on the same day as the presidential primary, April 28th. Wondering what you thought of that. It seems like that would really benefit a Democratic candidate.
Well, anytime you can save the taxpayer dollars, it benefits everyone. So the calculation is more so, can we just reduce the number of times we're calling on voters to have to leave their homes, show up at a polling place, and exercise that right. So it does become a lot. So I think the idea of consolidating, why wouldn't we?
Yeah, but more Democrats are going to come out on that day because there's no Republican primary in New York State, or at least it's not going to be contested as far as we know.
That's not the fault of the voters. I mean, if the Republicans want to have a robust primary, in fact, they should. I know there's been a number of names floated around on the Republican side to challenge Donald Trump. And shame on them if they don't get these people qualified to be on the ballot. So the people in New York State, Republicans and Democrats, have a real choice. So that's independent of our desire to do this as expeditiously as possible. But, you know, if it makes sense to do it at the lowest cost to the taxpayers.
If you could put on your political analyst hat, you know the district probably almost better than anybody. You represented it. You live there. Trump won the district by, I think, 24 points in 2016. So doesn't that make it hard for a Democratic candidate to win this seat, even with the cloud hanging over Collins?
Well, look at it again. That was 2016. In 2018, two short years later, how many votes went for Nate McMurray in a general election? And that's a statement that people are willing to listen and, you know, depart from their party affiliation and vote for someone else. And that was actually pre-investigation toward impeachment. So now we don't really know what's going to happen, whether he'll even be an impeached president or not impeached president, but there's a lot of time between now and the next election. And voters really have to decide, you know, are we sick and tired of people who lie to us, misrepresent positions, call out the media in such negative, disparaging ways? Or do you want someone with integrity who cares about us more than their own political fortunes? And they deserve that. I mean, they've they've had a lot of scandal in that district for a long time. And I had a short time representing it. It was a high honor for me. But they ought to know that they deserve better, and they should be able to demand better, and electing a Democrat will get them to a better place, someone looking out for the pocketbook issues, what they truly care about.
You mentioned the impeachment inquiry. There's all the growing tensions over that. I mean, how is that going to impact races? And what do you think? It's really hard to know what the future is going to be with this, right?
I think the important question is not the impact that it's going to have on any individual's political future, but is this the best thing to do to preserve our democracy? And this is a moment for people to stand up and to be counted. And which side of history do you wish to be on when you look back? And is it possible that some people will lose their seats as a result of a vote they may cast? I understand that. I lost a seat in Congress because I wouldn't turn my back on President Obama and support for the Affordable Care Act, because I knew there were people in my district, regardless of what they believed in their hearts, this was going to benefit them and allow them to have access to quality health care. So sometimes in life, elected officials have to put aside their own self-interest and their own re-election and do what's best for the country.
And did you ever regret what you did that caused you to lose the seat?
Not one moment. I knew as I was casting the votes for over 40 times not to repeal the Affordable Care Act that I could possibly pay the price. Clearly I did, but you have to be able to look at yourself in the mirror the next day. And again, for people considering impeachment, this is far bigger than your political fortunes, and you can always make a comeback. And people will ask you about it forever, I assure you, with my experience. But that's not what should go into the calculus. You know, are the facts pointing toward impeachable offenses, and will you stand up to do what's right for America?